Lecture topic, controlling the tongue.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Last week's majlis was, topic was silence. How important it is. I hope you understood. But that is a cause of all sins. And it is very difficult when a person got the habit of talking all the time. And the only way he can save his tongue is that he try to meet people less. Without any valid reason, one should not meet others. You do not know that this quality of keeping silent is so important that you have to learn to reprimand yourself, force yourself not to meet people without any valid reason. Until and unless you don't have that quality in you, you won't progress at all. Because this tongue will always carry on moving all the time. And it will always move and there's no end to it. And it's useless saying, oh, I made a mistake. Then you're always going to make a mistake. There is a thing that if you're really interested in putting yourself right, then you have to learn to force yourself not to talk. And this is something which is something what I see that many people, no matter how good quality they have, they make zikr and everything. But if they don't have this quality of protecting themselves from with the tongue all the time, then they won't progress. Won't progress. Sin must be committed. If a person talks, sin will be committed. And we have to learn to protect ourselves not to commit sins. Until unless, and you know that one of the sins when a person is not silent and speaks all the time is ghibat, backbiting. And we have taken backbiting to be a very small thing. We feel nothing about it at all. Just as Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali mentioned to when they're leaving this world, one of the advice he should give, he said, ghibat se bacho. Because that is one sin that we have taken as part of our life. And say no importance at all. Good people. In good company you sit. In pious company you sit. But you get caught up in that speech of theirs. They don't even realize you committed sin. You don't realize it. So if we have to protect from all the sins, we have to learn to talk less. Learn to keep away from people. Do not meet them with this. When it is important to, if you got the habit of talking too much, then you must form a habit of not to meet anyone. You have to fight yourself not to meet anyone. You have to, reprimand yourself. That is the only way the quality can come into you. And you must know one thing, it is the most difficult thing. Most difficult thing. until unless we don't have that quality in us. That person who's taken the road to Suluk, the most important thing for him that he must control his tongue, and that is the most important thing that he must. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu should put a stone in his mouth. Why should he put his stone in his mouth? He was not a person of that kind who talked so much. But he should think like that, that I'm speaking, you know, be very careful. The reason for putting the stone in his mouth, you must not do that. But the stone in the mouth is remind you. Remind you. Don't speak. And the very strong, don't speak. That's how we must be reminding ourselves. You'll find that if you learn to speak, control your tongue and not speak the wrong words and don't speak at all, you'll come to realize that your home will be full of barakat. But that's the place everywhere that the tongue moves too much. So if you keep quiet, you have to fight yourself. That's why Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah, Riyazat is the most difficult thing. People fall down there. They just fall down, no matter how good you are. So just like eating less, which I'm not saying must do that, but talk less, which will have to come into you, because all the good ibadat that you're making, all the good things that you're doing, you're washing away. You don't realize you washed away. There's so much of harm that's been caused. So the greatest quality is silence. To silence, and the most worst thing is futile talks. Futile talks you must keep away from. Futile talks itself, those talks that got no benefit, no harm at all. Just imagine futile talks with no benefit, no harm, that we have been told to keep away from it. The reason is, if a person keeps away from futile talks all the time, then it's obvious that this much will keep up all the sins too. And the wonders of Islam is a person keeps away from futile talks. The wonders of Islam. The quality of a person's wonders is he keeps away from futile talks. Last week it was mentioned this, but if a person keeps silent, you don't know who he is. You don't know who he is. Bring that quality into us, which is very important. Many a times, you know, we speak something this we think is correct, but not benefit. Not benefit at all. For example, you say, you know, you say a person, hey, are you fasting? Are you fasting? You fasting? They tell him, are you fasting? Now, for that poor fellow now feeling shy, what do you say? I'm fasting also. Now, just imagine, and he's not fasting. Now, what was the duty of yours? What was the reason for you to ask that person, are you fasting? Why must you ask, why are you fasting? You fasting, keep your fast yourself. Now, you're telling him, but you're fasting, so that poor fellow feeling shy, I'm also fasting. So, he became part of his sin. You didn't even realize that because in telling lies, you became part of his sin. So you made him tell a lie. You don't even realize that too. Likewise, many a time the person, you know, where you came from. Where you came from. Now he doesn't want to tell you where you came from and what you did there. Now he does not know what to say. Now what he's going to say? He'll tell you something. Because he does not know. He must have gone wherever he's gone. That's his business. But the moment you tell him where he came from, listen to this bayan, this majlis is a very important majlis. This very quickly we open our big mouths and start talking to everyone, not realizing the harm that we're causing to our own sins, our own body, our own self. Where you went to? And what did you do there? That poor thing, now what am I telling there? He may have gone to a wrong place, that's his business, that's him and Allah Ta'ala. But now he's going to tell you, no, he's going to give you one story. And that what that story now, you become part and part of his wrongs, his sin. What a thing it is, that how careful we should be, that at every moment, you know, that is why they say your fikr and zikr is very important. What is zikr you make? Where's the fikr? Fikr is before you speak. Why don't you think I'm speaking this? Every one of us, including myself, we have to think for ourselves that we're speaking now, what am I speaking? The speaking that I'm doing now, ponder upon this, I'm speaking what is going to be benefit or no benefit. If you don't have that quality in you, then you'll find that, you know, you'll always speak all nonsense. But you bring that quality into you, ponder, that's why they say you, when you sit down a little bit, ponder a little bit, I'm going to speak now. Bring that quality in you, I'm going to speak now. What am I going to speak now is going to be benefit or no? Is it necessary for me or not to speak? Like that Buzruk, you know, what a big mistake he made. He made Tawbah for how many years he made Tawbah. One day, he went to see his friend, and from the house is saying that Hazrat is got a boil. He's got a boil. So he said, where the boil is? Now it was a boil in a place you're not supposed to say. So she kept quiet. When she kept quiet, he felt very hurt that why did I allow her to speak something? Why did I make do something that caused her to speak? Why did I speak wrong? Why did I speak wrong? For what did I speak wrong? If she said he's got a boil, I must just keep quiet. I mustn't say all the other questions. So these futile talks. Then why did I do this thing? Why do I ask? Now we take this thing to be very small, but you don't know that it's a very big sin for us to realize that until unless you don't protect yourself from your tongue, with your tongue. Be careful what you say. Be careful what you say. And many a time you say, and most of the time, we always say the wrong things. And remember, just lies is something which is a very big sin. to tell a lie. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who is a mu'min? A mu'min that not tell lies. A mu'min that not tell lies. But that's sufficient for you to understand. A mu'min does not tell a lie. And how many, how much of lies we are speaking today? How much of lies we are speaking today too? So just imagine this much, that if you've taken the road to suluk, if you want to benefit, the only way you can benefit is keep your control your tongue. Control your tongue is talk less. Luqman alayhi salam, he stayed in the company of Dawood alayhi salam. When he stayed in the company, then Dawood alayhi salam was making the armor, you know, armor. Not a word he spoke. Not a word. He said he was ready for after some time. When it was completed, then he told Luqman, this is an armor which is good for the war, to wear dressing for the war. Luqman Islam began to ponder this. He said, look, my servant, what he brought into me. He taught me a very big lesson. I did not ask any questions, Luqman said. But if you and I were there, someone making sense, what are you doing this? What are you doing that? What are you doing that? You do that. That's where you know nothing. Yeah, you keep quiet. Do this, he's doing this. He's just pondering. He's looking. Then he says, people do not understand what the value of the wisdom behind silence. He said that too. Luqman Islam said that the people do not know the wisdom behind silence. What it takes you to. Ponder upon a person. Whatever he's doing, just ponder what he's doing. Just look at it. You come to know what it is. What a lesson you learn from these things. But one does not want to learn a lesson, then there's no such thing. And when a person does not want to learn a lesson, then you can't do nothing at all. So silence is the best wisdom. The people do not understand. People want to pry into affairs of others. When you have got a habit of talking a lot, then you're following people's problems, this story, that pride, this story, that story, everyone's kind of story. There's no end to one, all affairs, you know, and mind other people's business. There's no such thing as keeping mind. That means you do mind of other people's business. One should ponder the death. One should think that I'm going to die one day. One will die. I'm going to die one day. Ponder, what is this minding about this person's business and that person's business? Anyway, you sit down with him, he's prepared to talk other people's business. When you see certain people, you find, when you meet them, they've got no other work but just to talk. Just to talk of what's happening in this whole world, what's happening here, what's happening in this person's house. And you know, fail to realize. Let me be very, that one should ponder that death is knocking at our door. Death is knocking at our door, so what are you doing about that? Should occupy in good deeds and not to fall into asking what waste time. To occupy oneself in good deeds. Because no, death is knocking at our door. Not to worry and waste our time, that not bring any good thing. In other words, we should put one stone in our mouth. Put one small stone in our mouth, that will remind you. But I'm scared and just going down your throat. Because you just won't stop talking, you still carry on talking. So what's the benefit in putting the stone in your mouth too? That is how today is. Keep away from people. This is one thing I'm telling you, keep away from people. Bring that quality of keeping away from people. That is the most important thing. There must be no such thing as, and the cell phone is also kind of talking to. That also, you may not be speaking the phone and meeting that person, but he's talking all nonsense. That has been kept away all the time. Because you're not talking, but you're texting all the time. What harm is causing that? So much of harm is causing. But no one is worried about it. Everyone is concerned. Whether it's a lady, man or woman, all the time they are so much engrossed in the cell phone, the moment they go out, it's on. And certain time in the masjid also they're doing it too. So you know, you're talking, the person do not talk. I'm not talking, but we're talking. You are talking. How much of harm is causing to yourself? You do not even understand that it's causing so much of harm. So that's why in front, do not waste time. If it is all left unto you. Left unto you. You know, you can stay in a company of the most pious person. You can come stay in a company for years and all. Until, unless you do not put yourself right on your own. And put your foot down to put yourself right, no one can put you right. I know people, you know, who have come to the Khan Kaab, one Buzuk says, people come for 30 Hazrat, he says, If a person comes with the truth, you know, seeking at heart, and when he comes to the majlis, three majlis kafi hai. Three majlis is sufficient. Otherwise, 30 years bhi kuch nahi hai. That's the thing. Three majlis is sufficient, otherwise 30 years to not even not sufficient to. So many people have been gone, stayed in the company of pious people for years, no difference at all. The way they were behaving, they were behaving the same, even worse sometimes. And certain people came just a few minutes, they stayed there, 1-2 days or 3 days or 1 month, 2 months. So this one of the Gongoi Rahmatullah, in 40 days he got Khilafat. He just sat in the company there and he said, what are you seeking, what are you seeking? Seeking that means what they're seeking you to become something. To learn, to follow what you've been told. If you do not follow what you've been told, then what's the benefit then? You have to follow. Remember one thing, everything that is strive. There's a strive. It's not 1 day. It's not 2 days. And the most important thing is the tongue, if you can control it, then your akhlaq is good too. That's why that person who takes out good words from his mouth all the time, is very difficult. But that person is a jannati. Why? Because he's only talking good. He's only talking good. His speech is only good, nothing else. And that is most difficult to bring about good, only good speech in one's tongue. To be abusive is very bad. There was one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The one person got shaheed. So when the person got shaheed, the people saw the stone in the stomach, you know, through hunger, fighting in a battle, stone in the stomach. No, through hunger, what kind of person he is now, is fighting with a stone, really fighting, that's something that is now, in the battle of the Sahaba or something else. But then when he passed away, he became a shaheed, then his mother came there. So when his mother came there, so she told him, you know, Jannat Mubarak to you. Jannat is Mubarak to you. Listen to this very carefully. She said to the child, Jannat Mubarak. Nabi Karim said that, how do you know? Rasulullah came and said, how do you know? Listen to this carefully. Our ladies got big mouths at home. If they hear someone pass away, so in some smiling condition, is a jannati. Khudana kari, that person, if it's side, that means his condition, you know, that he was fearing Allah Ta'ala, and then fear, you know, that fear come into him when he passed away that way. You do not know he may be mostly dear to Allah Ta'ala. Say, hey, look, what kind of death here? We have no rights to speak of anything. So when Nabi Karim says, how do you know? She hastened in that which she had no work to do. She hastened doing that what is not her work. It's not your work to say this is a jannati. It's not your work to say this is a jannami. Why do you talk of those kins, to things? We have no rights to say it of anything. We have no rights. But you find today, nowadays, people talk of this kind. Say, this one is jannati and jahannami. Allah mari ifadat prama. So we have to make sure that because why you will be answerable day of Qiyamah. Because as Nabi Karim says, how do you know? You had no right to speak like that. And that person, in this kind of talk, you will be answerable. You will be answerable in this kind of talks. So as far as possible, controlling your tongue is very important. Controlling your tongue is very important at all times. So when this not work out, then in this kind of talks, and that person who only go have good talks in him, he's very fortunate because he does not commit any kind of sin. He's not accountable to Allah Ta'ala. Just imagine that person who talks all good things on him, only good things. On a day of Qiyamah, his hisab kitab, what kind of hisab kitab will have in him? His hisab kitab, his accounts will be of that kind that there will be nothing to be answerable about. But we don't have that quality in us. We don't even think anything good about it. We know we're not trying to put our tongue right. The tongue is the thing that is most important. Let us put our tongue right. That's fortunate. So that's why he says that he's coming, asks, what is that doing? He said, once Rasulullah said, there's a jannati coming. Jannati coming. So they look at that person. Say, what is it that he's doing that is called a jannati? And he said, this much that, yeah, as far as other people's problems, I don't fall into anyone's problems. I do not follow into anyone's other problems of other people. How nice he said. He said, the Sahabi asked, how come Rasulullah, you're a jannati? What are you doing that you got this quality that of jannati? He said, as far as falling into other people's problems, I do not fall into it. Now you can imagine that those things we are not supposed to fall into, we are falling into. Other people's problems that we're not supposed to do, then this is what happens. And he says that as far as I don't think bad of anybody. I don't think bad of anybody. So these two qualities he had in him that made him become like this, that he's a Jannati. So we have to know that one of the things that is causing us harm today is the tongue. The tongue is a very bad thing. And do not take it as a small thing. You have taken this small, it's a very, very dangerous thing. It has taken you to Jannat or Jahannam. That's why they say do not curse people too. Today we curse people very quickly. We don't realize that curse will fall upon you if that person is not put for the first. Many a time a person, you're a Jahannami. Many a part Allah's curse on you. What are you trying to say? Allah's curse on you. You do not realize by talking like that what happens. What Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he cursed a person. Nabi said, Ya Abu Bakr, you are a Siddiq, how can you curse? Immediately he made tawbah and he freed one slave for that. Why did I make that mistake? And we today, we just curse people. Very, very often we find people cursing the husband, cursing the wife cursing the husband. Lot of people, just as they even have a certain problem with anyone, they begin to curse people. What do you mean, just curse, just fall upon the person? You do not know the same curse falls upon you. If you're not fit for that curse, then it'll fall upon you. What harm is going to cause you more than that? So that's why we must be very careful, very quickly. I know so many people, you'll be surprised, who are supposed to be called so pious people. Very quickly they curse people. Do not curse people. You do not know how much of harm it causes cursing people. Do not curse people at all. If you have the fear in you, that it must not be that fear, because that curse fall upon us too. Likewise, you find people cursing one's mother and father. The Sahabas asked, Ya Rasulullah, how come a person can curse his own father and mother? See, yes, when you say someone, your mother and father like that, then that person, your father and mother like that. In other words, when you said to him, your mother and father is like that, that person is your father and mother is like that too. So what have you done? Because you spoke bad about his father and mother, in return you allowed that person to talk bad about your mother and father, so you have caused your own father and mother to be cursed, to talk bad about. So this, in other words, it means so important this month that you have to be very careful what you speak. Yet you find no one is talking about it at all. No one talking. Yes. Very important this month. So in other words, that our tongue has to be controlled all the time. Control our tongue. How can that be done? To make the zikr of Allah all the time. In all the time the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Engage yourself in good deeds, in good habits. But the most important is not to meet people. Not to meet people. What is the meaning of let me go meet this person? What the meaning of let me go meet that person? What's the meaning of that? So that you can talk. You must, and a very sad thing that's happening when a person comes to the masjid, instead of coming to the masjid, outside he's talking. He does not realize what he came to the masjid for. And he wastes time outside. He does not. But if he's a real true seeker of suluk, then he will make sure that he'll control his tongue. Be very kind to people. He'll make sure he does not speak to anyone. I mustn't say you snub people. When you come back, make salam to someone. Not that you must not make salam. But with all that, you must be very careful that you not talk anything unnecessary. These futile talks are very important. And we begin to talk futile. No one say you must not smile. No one say you must not joke. Joking in the right way. Not the way we joke. Our joke is something else. And remember one thing. If you take out bad words, those things that indecent and obscene from our tongue, then that is very bad. You must remember that person who speaks abusive language is vulgar. He does not realize that Allah does not like that. Do not become vulgar with your tongue. Do not be abusive with your tongue. Do not talk indecent talks with your tongue. Because that is now you're making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. You're making durood sharif and all that. Side by side being abusive. So many people you find today, no matter how they behave, they're vulgar, very vulgar. They speak very bad. I'm not going to say it, but I saw it in the kitab. You say that person who's being vulgar, very difficult for me to forgive him. Because Allah Ta'ala does not like that. Because to that you come to realize that the tongue is the one that takes you to Jannat and takes you to Jahannam. Allah Ta'ala hamari hifadat. Very important. Do not take it lightly. Please, my dear friends, wet your tongue with the zikr of Allah. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, keep your tongue wet with the zikr of Allah. All the time. Sitting in the masjid makes zikr. Going out makes zikr. Everywhere makes zikr of Allah. So that you will be protected from the harms of the tongue.
Allah Ta'ala amal kani taufiq nasib kami. And the very big sin is ribat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Wa laaqibatu lil muttaqin wassalatu wassalam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukra husna ibadah. فاطر السماوات أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما والحقني الصالحين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار وصلى الله تعالى على قلوبنا برحمتك يا رب.